Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer, and I'm really excited about today's show. We've got Emil Legrand in talking about the most popular cat cafe in New York, the only cat cafe at the moment, but it is definitely the most popular cafe in the city right now, Meow Parlor. So we're going to get started because I got a lot of questions and we're going to get going. I've got Emily in the studio with me today. Emily, hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
I'm so excited you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, I was at Meow Parlor last week, as you know. I love the place. It's so cute. It's fantastic. And it's so much fun to see cats somewhere where people can actually interact with them and it's not your cat and you're not all upset because you're at a pet store hoping someone's going to take these things home. I mean, I know you guys do rescue and adoption in there as well, but we're going to talk about that coming away. So let's start off at the very, very basics. How many cats do you have in Meow Parlor?
So today we have 12 cats, but it depends. We have between 8 and 13 at a time, and it depends on the adoptions.
And so all the cats there are available for adoption, is that correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay, and what kind of screening process do you have if someone comes in?
So we have a rescue group that is our partner, and so they are called Kitty Kine, and they are in charge of the adoption process.
Nice.
So if you come in to the cafe and you're interested in adopting a cat, we will redirect you to them. And then they will do an interview and a home check, and then you will be good to adopt the cat.
Nice. So this isn't a place where you can come in with your coffee and go, I want that one, and take it with you.
Okay? No.
They're being responsible. You have to be a good pet owner in order to get one of these cats. However, it's a really nice screening process to go in there and hang out with the cat if you're interested in it. So, and you don't have to get a cat if you go to Meow Parlor. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because a lot of people, unfortunately, cannot have a cat in the city. So, I mean, it's a good alternative if you really love cats and you cannot have one at the moment for various reasons.
So how did you decide to bring one to New York? Because I know they're in Asia.
Yeah. Well, I visited a cat cafe in Tokyo a few years ago. And then there's another one that opened in Paris. It was 2 years ago, I think.
Wow.
And I was there for the holiday. I was in Paris. And so I booked very early because they were all booked up too. And when I came back, I told Christina, who is the co-owner of Meow Parlor, about it. And we worked together in the kitchen at her bakery, Macaron Parlor. And so we talked about cats all the time. And she was like, oh, I want to go to a cat cafe too. And there's no cat cafe in New York. And so we started joking about having our cat cafe. And Kristen, I was like, we have the bakery already, so we could have a space with the cats. And yeah, that's how it started. And then it became serious. And we thought, well, why not?
I mean, yeah, it's really cool. So then, okay, I'm sure you get asked this question 700,000 times. How can you have cats with a cafe? Like, why doesn't the Board of Health just close you guys down in 5 seconds?
Yeah, so that was the big thing compared to Asia and Europe, where it's not a problem. So very early in the process, we contacted the Department of Health to see what could be possible. And so we actually have two different storefronts. We have Meow Parlor with the cats, and then Meow Parlor Patisserie, where you get the pastries and the drinks, and so you can go to the bakery first and take the things there to the cat part, or you can get delivered in the cat part. So we are not preparing or serving the food
in that space. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And so then, Sorry, I just have so many questions for you, and I'm just like, wait a second, I got to get all these in. So when people come in, the cafe is popular enough that if you're walking by and you go, this is a great idea, you're not going to get in because you need to make a reservation. So how long is the wait list right now?
So I just checked this morning, and I think the next available day is April the 5th.
Holy cow!
But we have a few walk-ins every day. I mean, yeah, because people have to book so early, we have some no-shows or last-minute cancellations. And so, of course, we cannot guarantee access to the space without a reservation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's possible to come as a walk-in sometimes. I mean,
Fair enough. And so, how are the cats adjusting to having all these strangers come in and hang out with them? And
So far, they have been really good. Kittykind select the cats, and they are doing a really great job at it. We had a cat last week, a new cat who had a little bit more trouble to adjust, but he's getting much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had two cats who. One brother and one sister who came 3 weeks ago, I think, and they were really terrified. They were hiding in their cage, and it was really sad to see them like that. But we let them do their thing, mm-hmm. like adjust, and they were not on the floor with the people. They were just in a separate room. And now, I mean, I see them all over Instagram, and I mean, they are very popular, and they are one of them is the most playful. So it's just amazing to see. Their transformation, and
that's wonderful. And the thing is too is what I really, really love about the cafe is that there's areas for the cats. If the cats are just like, I'm done, I don't want to play, I don't want to be pet, there are places where the cats can go to be left alone.
Oh yeah, that was really, I mean, when we started designing the space, mm-hmm. with Sonielli, the architect that we worked with, that we talked about it really, like, it was really important for us. We wanted in the main area, like little nooks and little spaces where, mm-hmm. the cats could go and hide, but they could still see what's going on in the space.
Yeah.
But they could be a little bit like peaceful. And then they have a room that where they can go and nobody else is, I mean, no customers can go in there.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that they spend a lot of time in there, or do they, you know?
Actually, I mean, they go check a lot an hour before dinner time because they're like, is it dinner time yet? And then, so if they see one person from the staff go there to get something, they all follow the person because they're like, yeah, that's it, it's dinner time. But other than that, not really. I mean, they have a little box there, so I mean, mm-hmm. of course they will. They have others on the floor in the main space, but not really. I mean,
that's
most
really
of the
cool.
time they stay in the main area, or some of them will sleep on the high shelves, or mm-hmm. but yeah, they will stay in the main area.
And what do they get fed?
So we do a mix of wet food and dry food. Some mm-hmm. of them don't have dry food because they need to lose weight.
Yeah.
But some of them are really dry food addicts, so we give them a little bit, but yeah, we feed them in the morning. And then at night.
And when guests come, are they able to give them treats, or is it no food?
No, not at all. No,
that's
they
excellent.
Cannot. Yeah, they can't give them anything.
Oh yeah, if they did, your cats would weigh 600 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And I mean, if you're the person with the treats, all the cats would be around you. And I mean, yeah, we wouldn't be able to handle that.
So how long have you guys been open at this point?
A month and a half. We opened on December the 15th.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, it's all very new.
But and you've opened to this huge explosion. I mean, anyone that I know that's going to Meow Parlor, they put it on Facebook, they put it on Instagram, they put it on Twitter, then they get there and there's 700 pictures.
Well, it's the cat thing, right? I mean, cats are so popular lately.
It's so true. But it's also like the what you're getting back. It's really interesting because, I mean, you know, New York, everything changes, and so there's always new things.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, it's a whole different level for animal lovers, you know, and they get so excited about it. I think it's really cool. Really unusual.
I think, I mean, also when I arrived to the United States in New York, I was really surprised that a lot of landlords wouldn't allow pets in yeah. their buildings because yeah. in France it's not a thing.
I mean, totally.
So I arrived from Paris with my two cats and I was like, oh, it's going to be very difficult to find an apartment.
Oh no.
And so now, I mean, we have a lot of customers who come in and say, oh, I have pets at my parents
yeah.
Back in Virginia or Missouri, but yeah, I cannot have a pet here, and so at least I can see some cats here. So,
mm-hmm. And so, who's your typical customer at Meow Parlor?
So yeah, we have people who cannot have cats. We have, I wouldn't say there's one typical customer because yeah, we have people who cannot commit to a cat for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have people who already have a cat and they're looking for a companion to their cat. So mm-hmm. they think, oh, I'm going to Meow Parlor because there I can interact with the cat and yeah. maybe see the cat personality better than in a cage.
Totally.
And yeah, I mean, mostly. And we also have people who just want to adopt their first cat, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I love about it, too, because, you know, when you go to a rescue place, there's so much stress and so many of the animals are caged, and so you're not getting a really good picture of the personality of this animal. Where at Meow Parlor, you can spend, you know, a good amount of time there and really just see these cats and really get to know their personalities when they're being normal and not totally stressed out.
Yeah, and that's the good thing with adopting an adult cat, too, because you know the cat's personality.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's really cute to adopt a kitten. We don't have kittens at Meow Parlor because, I mean, kittens get adopted much more easily.
Totally.
So it doesn't make much sense to have them at Meow Parlor. But yeah, when you adopt an adult cat, at least you know you're getting a lab cat or you're getting a very playful cat.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
and so how old are the cats that are in there right now about?
So the youngest are 10 months, I think, and the oldest is 10 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, hopefully that one will get a home soon.
Yeah, nice, I hope to. You know?
And so how many cats have been adopted so far?
So we have a mix of adoptions and of cats who we call that foster with intent.
Mm-hmm.
So you can adopt, but if you have another cat, Kittykind will, ask you to give it a try
yeah.
to see if the cats get along and if everything's going well. So at the moment, I believe we have 7
that's
left.
That's yeah. quick. That's really great.
Yeah, and I mean, considering that the adoption process is very thorough. And
yeah.
So it's, yeah, we're very happy.
And you haven't been open that long either.
Yeah.
You know? So like that's a good number for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you guys hook up with Kittykind?
So actually, Christina knew Kittykind because she fostered for them and
oh,
she
nice.
Adopted one of her cats at their adoption center. So yeah, I mean, there were no discussion about that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we knew from the beginning that we wanted to work with them.
Cool. Well, they're a great organization,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you guys are in New York and, you know, looking for a cat and you don't want to go to Meow Parlor, check out Kittykind because they're
no
wonderful.
No kill.
Yep, no kill. They do everything they possibly can. I had a Kittykind cat, actually, that I rescued years ago. Yeah, they're really, really good people. They're
and they commit to the cat, like,
big time.
Yeah.
It's not like, here's your cat, bye.
Yeah,
you
no.
know. I got phone calls checking up, making sure
mm-hmm.
that my cat was good. I mean, it was amazing, and it was nice to see, you know. It's such a change from, like, going to the kill shelters or the ASPCA or places where they just throw you a cat and then they're like, you're not bringing it back. So if there are problems, then it's like, now what?
Yeah, especially if it's your first cat and you're a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
and
yeah
they,
that
they
makes
will, yeah.
it hard, you know? So how quickly do the cats, when you bring them into the space, do they adjust quickly or does it take them some time?
It really depends from what one cat to the to another.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had this cat named Pudding. He was a big white cat. He has been adopted already. And he arrived and I told the rescuer that we would start, like, see how he was doing in the separate room
mm-hmm.
and to let him adjust and everything. And that's what we do usually. And then we opened the door to leave and he just ran away. And so there were customers here and he just, like lay down on a pillow and people started to pet him and it was like, oh, okay, so I guess that's it. I mean, and then as I said earlier, we have like some very shy cats. One of the first cat who arrived is named Lucky Lemon, and he was really, really shy. But so the people at Kitty Kind thought that it would be a good thing for him to come with his other friends, because he really liked other cats, and like to get him a chance to socialize, because it would be the good environment for him. And but it was a bet, we didn't know, but we're like, okay, we're going to try. And he, I think he stayed in his cage 3 days. He was like, not going out yet. Yeah. And then he came in the main space, but he was hiding under a bench, so he could see everything, but people couldn't see him.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, he's out, he's playing, and he's really relaxed.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Well, I'm talking to Emily Legrand of Meow Parlor. We need to take a break, but we'll be back in about 2 minutes, so just hang on and we'll continue the conversation.
You are listening to Balloons by Jack Inslee.
Hello out there, it's Steve Jenkins. I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
Heritage Radio Network is a proud media partner of Food and Enterprise. Founded in 2013, Food and Enterprise is a social impact, mission-driven event dedicated to promoting understanding and collaboration amongst multiple stakeholders, farmers, entrepreneurs, consultants, funders, and investors who aim to finance a better local food system. After 2 years hosted under the auspices of the Food Book Fair, the 2015 conference has grown to be a three-day event, beginning with a popular entrepreneurship clinic and ending with a third annual pitch completion. The 2015 Food and Enterprise Conference is organized and administered by the Northeast Foodshed Finance Alliance and Slow Money New York City, in conjunction with the NRDC, Community Food Funders, and the Young Farmers Alliance. This is all taking place February 27th through March 1st. At Summit at Industry City in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit www.foodandenterprise.com.
We are students at Girls Prep, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Animal Instinct. I'm talking to Emily Legrand of Meow Parlor, the coolest cafe in the city. If you don't know about it, look it up online. If you like cats especially, look it up online, because it's really, really awesome. So, Emily, do you allow kids in the cafe?
We do, but we have special hours for children. So they are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday from 3 to 5, and we just started to do every third Sunday, 1 hour.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. And so with the cafe as popular as it is and so many people through, do the cats get a day off?
Yeah, we're closed on Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that, so of course, we go to feed them and take care of them on Wednesday, but they're like, oh, what's going on? Where are the people? We want to play. Yeah, I was really surprised the first time. They seemed a little bit... Oh, disappointed.
That's funny. I love that you do that, though, because, I mean, 7 days a week, it would be rough on them, you know? So it's really, really important to give them a break, too. So what do you think your biggest challenge is in running Meow Parlor?
I mean, you mean to open or...
Just, like, anything.
I mean, yeah, it's to get the cats adopted. I mean, if we can call it a challenge, but it's... Yeah, I mean, that's the main priority, is for the cats to be good and, like, to be okay, to make sure that they are not too stressed and that they are feeling well with the people and that people are happy and see that the cats are well-treated. And, yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing for us.
And then if you have a cat that gets sick, what do you do? Do you leave them in the cafe or do you take them out to the vet?
So we had a cat, who actually was adopted, but... she was not feeling very well one day. I arrived. It was a Wednesday, actually. We were closed, and I saw she seemed under the weather, and she didn't want her food. And so, yeah, I mean, in that case, we contact Kittykind, and they planned the visit to the vet the same day. And so the vet kept her, and we took her back the day after. Actually, it was fine. But, yeah, I mean, as soon as we see anything, we just contact Kittykind right away.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we have here. How long can people stay?
So when people make a reservation online, they prepay for the first half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can stay up to 5 hours, except if we close or if we switch to kids' hours. And because during kids' hours, we don't allow people without kids.
So. Cool. And so then are they paying for every segment or is it like half hour and you're here forever kind of thing?
So, yeah. So they prepay for the first half hour online. And then when they check in, we tell them, you checked in at that time. So your first half hour start now. But after that, you will start the next half hour and it's $4 per half hour.
I think that's genius. If not, you just have, 700 people spending all day. And so are you guys thinking of doing any animal education programs from where you are, anything like that?
I mean, we were contacted by an association who was interested in doing that. At the moment, I mean, there was so much going on since we opened.
I'm sure.
So, I mean, we have several ideas of workshops. And so we're thinking about it, but there's nothing very well defined for the moment.
Fair enough. You've been open for a month and a half or something.
For the moment, the priority was to introduce the cats to each other and
And with that, are you finding that like certain cats are making better friends and are like best friend buddies in there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we have cats who like all of the other cats actually, and then we have other cats who don't mind the other cats but don't really care either. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's a good mix.
It's so funny how they are, because it really is. My last cat hated all cats. I mean, just couldn't stand them. And the two I have now, they're so into cats and dogs that friends come over with dogs and they're like, oh, hi. So really, the personalities are so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew that because of our own cats. But to see that on a different level, it's really funny to see how different personalities they have.
It's amazing. I mean, really, it's like night and day, Everyone thinks that cats are people that don't know cats and people that don't know dogs just assume they're a certain way. And then when they spend time with them, it's like, oh my God, this is so different, Do you get a lot of people that have never had a cat or just, are just not familiar and want to see what it's like?
Yeah, sometimes we have people who say, oh, I think I'm allergic, so I want to check if I'm really allergic. Good thing we have a really good pharmacy around the corner. But and sometimes they're like, oh yeah, I'm really allergic. I'm going now. sometimes we have people who like ask, oh, can you show me how to pick up a cat because I'm not sure. But so far we mostly had people who are really into cats because it was so hard to get a reservation for the first month that, I mean, it was people who are who really love cats.
I got the friends of mine that got in like on the first 3 weeks. It was like they won like dinner with the Rolling Stones. They're so excited and like telling everybody about it. I'm going to the cat cafe. It's like, wait a second, what? It's like meow parlor, man. Like, it's like calling in constantly. It was like a radio competition.
That's what sometimes I think the expectations are so high that sometimes we have people say, oh, but wait, all the cats are sleeping. And we're like, yeah, actually, a cat sleep like from 15 to 18 hours a day. I mean, it's so, yeah, they're sleeping. Sorry about that. But it's the way they are.
And it reminds me of like petting zoos, you know, when the animals want downtime and it's like, no, get out there and work. You know? And then the animals get really mad. And then, you know, like the goats beat up the kids and, you know, so it's important that they get their time. And one thing that I really loved about Meow Parlor was the shelves in the back. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole wall of shelves and there's cat beds on them and all this. And some of the shelves are high enough that you cannot physically reach these cats. And I think that's great because if you need a break, you need a break.
You know? And some of them sometimes take a nap under the bench and you can't see them. They are here, but you can't see them. And yeah, I mean, it's just really important to make sure that the cats could get a break if they wanted one because...
It's so important, you know? And so when the architect was working on the space, did he get totally into cats? Like, was this someone who knew cats?
I mean, that's... So Sonia had cats, a cat before, but she was telling us that because she kept looking on the internet about cat, she kept looking for cat things, and then all the advertisements on her browser was about cat, and she's like, now I'm really obsessed with cats.
So what's the maximum number of cats that you'll have in the cafe?
Probably 13.
Mm-hmm. And that's a nice size number because the space is quite large. And so when I was there, it was funny because, you know, some of the cats were sleeping. Some of the cats were wherever they were. So it really, when I first looked, it was like there's only like four cats in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slowly start to come out. And it's like, oh, wait, okay, there's a lot more cats in here. And I have to say I admire you guys because the place was spotless. I mean, it's amazing. It doesn't smell like cats. It's spotless. I wish my apartment was this clean, you know? it's really a really nice space, and I like the way it's just very simply designed, and so it's designed for cats. It's designed for cats with people to come in and hang out, basically, and they did a beautiful job on it. So it's when you first come in, it's kind of like, well, the tables are kind of low and that sort of thing, but the tables are also... have cat beds inside of them with a glass top so you can see the cats. So if the cats aren't necessarily interacting, you can still actually see them and know that they're there. It's not like, oh, no, it's a cat cafe, but we have one cat today. You know, it's
and that's the thing. When I went to the cat cafe in Tokyo, a lot of people were here, but just to relax. They wanted to be with cats, but they didn't necessarily want to interact with the cats, but they wanted just to look at them and feel this relaxing atmosphere. And I think that's the thing at Meow Parlor too, that people don't speak as loud as in other places.
Nice.
And a lot of people tell us, oh, this is really, really relaxing here and this is really quiet. And that's what we were hoping it will be.
That's really nice. It's wonderful that the people are conscious enough of it, too, that, you know, they're behaving themselves around all the cats.
Yes.
You just can't do a bar, that's all. Just keep a cafe, you'll be good. So how many cat cafes exist worldwide, do you know?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, I know they are really popular in Japan and in South Korea, but I know they're taking over Europe, too, and now the U.S. and Canada, but I'm not sure about the number.
It's such an interesting concept, and it's amazing how quickly it's just exploded and just bloomed, you know. It's I heard about the ones in Japan probably about a year and a half ago, and then as I was saying to you, you know, but you before the show today, I just found an article that there's a sheep cafe in Japan now. You know, and there's a owl cafe, there's a goat cafe. And so I don't know about a sheep cafe. I think it's, I mean, sheep stink if you've ever been up close to a sheep, and it's pretty hardcore. But it's an amazing way. It's instead of it being a zoo, you know, and going to the zoo, it's like these little cafes are opening up with a certain animal in them for people to go and really experience the animal. And I'm fascinated. I mean, I'm fascinated that the fact in Japan you can have sheep in a cafe. I mean, this alone is like, what? But the fact that how it's done, it gives you a totally different viewpoint and a totally different experience with this animal than, mm-hmm. you know, going to a friend's house or seeing them at a zoo or, you know, whatever yeah. the case may be. So I think it's really, really special. And we are running out of time, but I want to make sure that we get your address, we get your website information, all that stuff, because I know people are going to want to come.
So the website is meowparlour.com, parlour spelled P-A-R-L-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. And yeah, on Instagram, Twitter, we are meowparlour too.
That's great. And where are you guys? What's the address?
It's 46 Hester Street for the cat space, and the bakery is 34 Ludlow Street around the corner. And perfect. You don't need a reservation to go to the bakery and get cat-shaped macaron.
And if you're lucky, you can sneak in and be a walk-in at Meow Parlour. So actually, what are the worst days to try to get in as a walk-in?
Well, I mean, obviously during kids' hours, we wouldn't mm-hmm. allow walk-in. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday between 3 and 5, that wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
Other than that, I mean, we open at 12 during the week and we close at 8. So, I mean, in the afternoon before the kids' hours or after the kids' hours. But in the weekend, we accept walk-ins too once in a while. I mean, it really depends on, on the constellation. So.
Yeah. So if you're desperate to go, make sure you make a reservation because, you know, you can try walking in constantly, but it might get more frustrating than you're going to want to put up with. So. But like I said, Meow Parlour's amazing. It's a really, really fun place. Emily, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
I really
you for having me.
Oh, it was so much fun. It's like, if you cat lovers, get down there because it really, really is a really special place. I'm Celia. I'm the food healer. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week, and we're going to be talking to the Pup Scouts. Take care.
The theme song for Animal Instinct is Never Coming Home by the Ron Chans.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.